I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, the promise of sugar kelp from a research specialist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
For years, Scott Lindell has been interested in one big idea.
Food from the oceans that would really feed the masses.
He started with farmed striped bass. Then he moved on to shellfish. These days, he's researching seaweed.
So sugar kelp is a type of kelp, a brown seaweed, 6 or 8 feet long. The blade is the majority of that, but there's a small, what looks like a stem called the stipe, and then a holdfast that holds the kelp to the rocks.
Humans have eaten kelp for a long time. In Japan, in 703 AD, seaweed was such an important part of the national diet that the emperor started letting people pay their taxes with it. Kelp is still a big part of some Asian countries' diets. But in the United States, it's relatively new.
The type of sugar kelp they grow in Asia has been farmed for almost 60 years, and they have already developed a very sophisticated selective breeding program that's boosted their yields 5 or 10-fold.
Scott wants to do that here. He thinks kelp could be a much bigger part of the way we feed ourselves. Imagine kelp flour in all kinds of foods. And together with a number of academic, business, and nonprofit groups, he's teamed up to develop breeds of sugar kelp that are sweeter than wild kelp and with better yields. He says this is possible in part because of a quirk in the life cycle of kelp plants.
Kelp are really curious in the plant world. Brown kelps have two stages, two generations, an alternate generation that's microscopic, very unlike the macroscopic kelp you see washed up on the shore. It's just a few cells long, this alternative stage. Now that gives us the plant breeders or the kelp breeders an advantage because we can hold those little microscopic stages in our lab almost perpetually. They just need a little bit of light and a little bit of nutrients. And then whenever we want to, we can pop them out of the cold storage and cross them and produce a new breed of kelp.
Scott and his collaborators have thousands of these individual microscopic kelp plants in their lab. They cross them and then test the next generation's nutritional content, looking for a new strain that's really sweet.
Flavor is basically something we can measure in terms of the sugar content. But the fresh sugar kelp has a very mild, slightly sweet, slightly nutty flavor. It really lends itself to whatever you add to it. It's almost like the tofu of the sea, except it's got that crunchy and slightly sweet, salty flavor to it.
The season for fresh kelp is short. It's harvested in the spring and only available for a few weeks. But preserved, it has all kinds of possibilities. Because it's so mild, Scott thinks that eventually sugar kelp could be used in processed foods, the way we use corn and soy.
Kelp is so much more nutritious in terms of particularly the micronutrients that it has. So I don't think you're going to see fresh kelp on the menu, but you may see kelp flour integrated into pasta noodles or integrated into snack chips. There's a wonderful group in Maine that's creating salsas and kimchi. So I think we're going to see more and more innovation in integrating sugar kelp into products that we as Americans are more familiar with.
Right now, Scott says kelp farming is growing faster in some regions than others. In our area, there are farmers growing sugar kelp successfully off Martha's Vineyard and off of Chatham and Harwich in Nantucket Sound. As more farmers get interested in sugar kelp farming, Scott Lindell says the next challenge is to work with chefs on developing recipes and with food processing plants to get kelp into the larger food system. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We're always interested in your ideas for the Local Food Report, and especially now in these particular times of COVID. Are you planning a bigger garden? What are you growing? What are you cooking? Reach out and let us know what's happening right now in your lives around food. You can find us right through our website at capeandislands.org, where we also have a link to the free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.